Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to today's edition of The News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it is Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Woo-haw. We're starting off today's show with an exclusive to BTN, and it has to do with the UK's supermarket giant, Sainsbury's. It's been known for quite a while that Sainsbury's has always backed BlackBerry, but backing no more. They are walking away from BlackBerry as their preferred handset for its management. And here's the shocker for you. They're not moving over to Android, and they're not moving to iOS. So what is left? Windows Phone. Yep, you heard me right. They're going to Windows Phone. Now, according also to this BTN exclusive, some managers at the firm have already moved over onto the Windows Phone, and the rest of the management will be moving over time. Now, this exclusive information to BTN also follows other sources in the UK government who have confirmed that several government departments are looking to move over to the Windows Phone platform as well. And believe it or not, some actually already have. The mighty BlackBerry is the fallen. Seems the only BlackBerries you're going to find at Sainsbury's anymore is on aisle 5. Now, we told you yesterday about an exclusive thing coming from Nokia. You know, the little black box. We couldn't figure out what the little black box was. Turns out it's not a box at all. It's an iPad. Well, kind of. It looks like an iPad mini. It's called the Nokia N1, and it's a $250 Android tablet that I gotta say, it looks pretty damn good. The 7.9-inch tablet has a frame milled from a single lump of aluminum. Gee, where we heard that before? It measures 6.9 millimeters thick and weighs 318 grams. Got an 8-megapixel rear camera and a 5-megapixel front camera. Down under the hood, there's a 64-bit 2.4 GHz quad-core Intel Atom processor, 2 GB of RAM, and 32 GB of storage. Now, it's running Android 5.0, but Nokia has decided to add its Z launcher over the top. Want to get your hands on one right away? You're going to have to go to China first because it's coming out during the Chinese New Year on February 19th of next year. It's going to roll out over Russia and Europe after that. Way to go, Nokia. That's how you rip off Apple. BitTorrent, now your destination to get music. I know you're saying, well, it was always the destination, but now, hey, look, you can actually pay for it. BitTorrent has just opened up its bundled distribution service that allows musicians, filmmakers, and other media artists to offer fans paid content bundles through its peer-to-peer file-sharing network. TechCrunch is reporting the new plan allows artists to create bundles with a pay gate, so users can get some of the content for free and pay to unlock the rest. From an artist's point of view, it's pretty good because the artist is receiving 90% of all generated revenue. But there is a catch, of course, because they're going to have to bear payment processing fees, which can top out at 5%. Pay gate on BitTorrent. Sounds like an oxymoron. Premier League fans in the UK, are you a little ticked off about how many games you actually get to see? Well, the UK communications watchdog Ofcom has opened an investigation into Premier League football TV rights, following a complaint from Virgin Media. Tom Mockridge, yes, that's his name, no need to mock him, said fans in the UK pay the highest prices in Europe to watch the latest amount of football on TV. It's now time to look again at the way live rights are sold to make football even more accessible. Virgin Media is arguing that viewers are getting a raw deal, where only 41% of matches are made available for live television broadcast under the current deal with the Premier League. The Premier League's top flack, Nick Noble, had a little bit to say about this. Ofcom has stated that this is at an early stage, and it has not reached a view as to whether there is significant evidence of infringement. The Premier League currently sells the audio and visual rights in a way that is compatible with the UK and EU competition law, and will continue to do so. We will be able to demonstrate that part of this process. Meanwhile, the people over at BTN Sky, which pay out hundreds of millions of pounds for Premier League football, declined to comment. No surprise there. Speaking of BT, you go into your local Tesco and thinking, you know what, the Wi-Fi in here is crap. Well, Tesco is apparently hearing you. As of today, Tesco has switched on its live free super fast BT Wi-Fi inside 806 of its stores, replacing that old crap service from O2 and ramping up speeds to 76 megabytes per second. Tesco is saying that by upgrading its connectivity, they're hoping you will download more club card vouchers, other product information, and look up recipes while you're doing your weekly shopping. Meanwhile, customers are just saying it would be nice if we could check out a little faster. Image recognition. Yeah, it's getting pretty good, isn't it? It's almost a little scary how good it's getting. Well, it's about to get a little bit scarier. A research collaboration between Google and Stanford University is producing software that increasingly describes the entire scene portrayed in a picture, not just individual objects. According to the New York Times, the algorithms written by the team attempt to explain what's happening in the images. So, as an example, it spits out sentences like, a group of young people playing some game of frisbee, or a person riding a motorbike on a dirt road. The system uses computer learning, so it's fed a series of captioned images and gradually learns how the sentences relate to what the image shows. However, it's not perfect yet. Of course it isn't. It's still in its infancy. According to the researchers, it often makes mistakes, and occasionally it gets things completely wrong. Kind of sounds like it's not working at all, doesn't it? And as I was saying at the first of the article, unsurprisingly, Google is involved in this. Such an algorithm for them could return relevant images that, when you type in, say, three cats eating ice cream sundaes, Google's hoping that the new technology could deliver results better than the current technology can even imagine. Ah, okay, I see how this works. Okay, let's search for Eric Schmidt running around on Google campus high on LSD in his underwear. And finally, seals and penguins. Who would have ever thought they'd be lovers? Yes, the subantarctic can be a very lonely place. Maybe you go days without seeing another seal. But it doesn't matter to the seals anymore, because they're just fine having sex with penguins. Now, generally speaking, yes, mammals don't have sex with birds. Of course, it's a little complicated. But the seals, on the other hand, apparently aren't familiar with those reasons, and they've just decided to ignore them altogether. Scientists who spoke to the BBC say they've witnessed at least four of these unexpected interspecies acts in recent years. I know you're thinking, why in the hell would a male seal be interested in a female penguin? Believe it or not, the scientists aren't sure either. They got a few theories, though. One possibility is that sexually inexperienced seals are taking out their sexual frustrations on easy targets.
My word, I don't know what the world is coming to. We've got an Ebola outbreak, we've got war going on, and now we got seals having sex with penguins. I swear, the end is coming soon.
If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow with the Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show, hopefully seal sex free. But until then, I hope you have a great hump day, and thank you so much for listening.